Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics on the air. Humba dumba 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 humba humba. The old Jackie Gleason, before he got in with the Honeymoon, you know, the Honeymoon was the big one. But, he used to do a couple of characters, and one of them was a cool guy, funny, real funny, Joe the Bartender. Yeah, and he had a guy on there, a character called Crazy Guggenheim, played by Frank Fontaine. So Joe the Bartender, you know. Oh, hello there, Mr. Donahue. You want the usual? There you are, pal. He'd pour him a drink, and some of it would spill over, and he'd have to give him another glass, you know. Whoops. Yeah, you know, this was all visual. I'm doing it radio style. Yeah. Well, how was your weekend, Mr. Donahue? Yeah, he did everything. Except when Guggenheim, Frank Fontaine came in, then it was two different people. But Donahue was Gleason, you know. Oh yeah, did you go to the racetrack? What happened? Huh? What do you mean you left your wife at the racetrack? What's the matter with you, Mr. Donahue? What'd you do that for? Well, couldn't get a divorce, so you thought of another way to get rid of her, huh? Well, let me tell you something, pal. You ought to put that idea in the newspaper. Maybe a lot of guys would love it. Can't get a divorce from your wife, take her to the racetrack and leave her there. Maybe some horse would pick her up. Yes, did you? Huh? Crazy? Yeah, he's in the back. I'll get him. Hey, Crazy! Crazy, come on out here.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mr. Cody. What are you doing, Crazy?
Just sitting around. I heard that about the racetrack. I went to the dog track one time, and there was a dog track, and there was a big mess over there.
Yeah, and what happened?
Dogs were crapping all over the place.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk. So I borrowed some wheelchair.
A wheelchair?
Yeah, I got in the wheelchair, and I'm running down the track in a wheelchair, and what happened? The wheelchair got stuck.
Stuck?
Yeah, they got stuck in a pile of dogs. You know, I don't want to say that word because I get in trouble.
Go ahead and say it.
You mean it, Joe? Should I really say it? Dog shit. Die.
Don't curse on my show. Now, what'd you do?
I had to call the emergency to get me out of the pile of dog crap in the wheelchair.
Okay, what'd they do?
They came in with a blowtorch.
A blowtorch?
Yeah, it was a pretty hot operation.
Yeah. Did you finally get out?
Yeah, I got out, but then I had to go to the hospital.
Hospital. What happened, Craze?
Well, the dog shit went up and burnt my butt, and they got me out, and I had to go get an emergency cortisone.
A what?
Butternectomy,
what's that?
That's where they take 2 pounds of butter and... Oh, shut up. pounds of butter. Kind of a maniac, are you? Anyway, what happened after that? Well, after that, we had a big dog race. Big dog race. Two shepherds, four mongoose, and three labradors, and two pedicockles. Two what? Pedicockles. Pedicockle. What's a pedicockle? Don't you know what a pedicockle is, Joe? What are you talking about? A pedicockle... I can't say it on the air, Joe. It's too gross. Go ahead and say it. A girl who... Never mind. Cut that. That's enough of that. Pedicockle. What do you think this is? This is a very clean show. Well, what happened after that? Well, after that, we had to go in because we had to go and eat. Yeah, how long did that take? Not that long. About 6 hours and 45 minutes. 6 hours and 45 minutes? What did you eat? I don't know. I just mushed it right all down and ate it all. And oh, will you cut that out? What is the matter with you anyway, crazy? Well, I had to go to the doctor. He gave me a new shot. A new shot? Yeah. Where? Right in the back of the head. He said, stand up. Can't stand up. Yeah. I stood up and it was boom, boom, right in the back of the head. What are you doing that for? Well, it's a new thing, Joe. It's up on the web, a new thing, see? People are crazy. They found out. They found out. They found out that it's from a blow to the head, so they straighten it out with another blow. Boom. That's stupid. That's what I said after I got rid of my headache. Why do you go to this doctor? Sounds like a maniac. Well, yeah, but I go to him. I go to him, Joe, because he doesn't charge me any money. Doesn't charge any money. Ah, and then that's why I go to him. Cheap. Why doesn't he charge any money? He's my brother. Oh, get out of here. Get him out. All right, that was Joe the bartender with Crazy Guggenheim, and yeah. All right, we got a show tonight. Louie will be here later. We got to call him. Prayers for John. There's no information, but he suffered an aneurysm. Kid, poor kid. And we were going to try to find out a condition, but to date we have no info, but to say prayers for him. Name is John, in the hospital. Young guy, only 38. All right, in the sight. Louie will be here. We'll do a little Red Fox. I got a Red Fox tonight. And I don't know where my engineer is. What happened to her? I don't know if she quit or what. But anyway, InnerSight. Anybody want to be an InnerSight engineer? Give us a call. Call the InnerSight hotline, 224-309-0631. Right here on InnerSight on the hotline. And, yeah, we're going to do that. Red Fox, and we'll do a little Lauren Hardy. We may not have any background music, but, you know, the show goes on no matter what. Oh, did you hear that story in the news about the mirror, the bugs on the mirror? Yeah. Some landlady, I don't know, come from Acapulco or wherever she came from, hardly speak English. And she came in and she saw these little bugs all over the apartment, you know, and she, what is this? What is this stupid little creeping now? Now creeping all over the apartment. These little things. What is this? Don't touch it, Mama. Her husband came in with her. Mama, don't touch those. You don't know what they are. Don't touch them. No, touch. Get now. Solution. Get now. Bug stopper. You mean bug spray? Bring now, bugs. Bring bugs now. Now listen, Mister Richie, why you have all these bugs in here?
Well, I. Well, you see, it's a very important experiment. Now, these bugs are very unique.
What means unique?
Unique means different. Different, yeah, see. Now, these bugs fly around, see, and they're very...
No, you can't have in this apartment bugs like this. Get out now.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mrs. Caracolis, whatever your name is. These bugs are very good for you.
No good.
Well, look, just come in the bathroom. Let me show you this thing. You see that? Look at. You see how they're all gathered around the mirror here? They're all shiny. They're all they love to look in the mirror because they're very clean bugs.
No, filthy, dirty, no good. Get them out.
Hey, Mama, what do you think? He's joking you, Mama. He's joking you. The bugs are no good. He's pulling your leg, Mama.
Your leg? What leg? What are we going to do? How are we going to get out bugs now?
Excuse me, Frank. Hello. I'm here. You need my help? Just let me know.
Here's what you do, you see. You break open a grapefruit.
Great, what is grapefruit? What is this? Grapefruit.
You break open a grapefruit, and you spread it all over the house and the mirror, see. And the bugs don't like grapefruit. So they leave. Come on, what are you talking about, grapefruit? Don't believe him. He's pulling your leg. He's joking with you.
I don't know what to do to get out these bugs. They're flying bugs with mirror. They're flying all around the mirror. Look, bugs all over now.
All right, anybody got any ideas? How do we get rid of these
bugs? Get rid of
bugs
naturally?
Give us a tip.
I have an idea.
I didn't ask you to come on the show. Get out of here.
Oh, Frank, please.
Yeah,
I'll
go. Get off the show.
Okay, I didn't do anything wrong.
Want
okay.
You for something
to
yell.
You need something to yell? Okay.
The bugs had to go, even though they didn't hurt anybody. They didn't do anything wrong. Poor bugs. You know, maybe it's too cold out for them. I don't know. I felt sorry for the bugs. The poor little sweet bugs. Yeah. I wonder if they look like ladybugs.
No.
They don't?
No.
Oh. Ladybugs are sweet. All right, Insight. All right. Engineer, if you can hear me, you want to do something right, give me some Red Fox music.
Okay.
Intersight.
Get on it. Yeah, I'll give it
Raleigh.
To you. Give me a second.
Intersight Follies on the air, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, 631. Let me find it out. Here it is. 631-846-0444. Make that 286-0444. 286-0444444444. Shelby's Kitchen, the home of Milton. Anybody like to do a day for Milton? Give us a call on the Intersight Hotline. We'd be happy to talk with you off the air so we can explain it to you. Milton the Guide Dog. It was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation. All right, Intersight. Frolic. Where's my music?
I have it on, Red actually, Pop. But it's not. You can't hear it for some reason. I don't know. Let me try again.
Stop making up stories. Give me the music.
I'm not. You want me to take a picture? I don't mind. I'll screenshot it. And I'll send it to you. Delilah could read it to you. I don't have anything to help you with that. Yeah, it's just spinning. I don't get it.
Because you don't operate the equipment right.
Well, I have sight loss, so I'm trying my best.
No, I've got nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
All right, Intersight.
It's coming from my brain, and you know it, Frank, the sight loss. I'm going to give it to you. Give me a second. I don't know what's wrong with it. It keeps climbing up to 46, 47, 48, and it's not doing anything for us. I don't know why Sanford and Son is not coming on. Think of another character that I could do.
Well,
you,
hit,
if it's,
hit it.
Hit it?
Let's do the Lauren Hardy first.
Okay.
Give me some Lauren Hardy music.
And that's what I just did, and it's not running, so it's not me. I hit it properly. I went to Lauren Hardy, went over and hit it. I don't understand why it's not working. I'll try to work on this while you do the rest of the show, okay?
You have to test them. You have to check them out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I will. I'll dump them out and get new ones on here if I have to.
Well, that might help, yeah. Maybe the damn thing's too old.
Or maybe something's wrong with it. That's the only thing I'm thinking of right now. Mm-hmm. All right, no problem. I'll replace them before the next Follies. Can you hum it or something? I don't know. This is ridiculous. It's just turning and turning and turning. It's a circle that continues to turn.
Quiet.
You okay?
Quiet.
No problem.
Take him. Knock it off. Both of you.
It's
childish.
All right. Intersight. Bollocks. And Louie will be here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to call him. On the Intersight Hotline. Brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And Joanne Diamond, the key to lady, 609-388. 7004, Biggie, key to rescue. Thank you for all your help with Intersight. Brought to you by Nobody Stop on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. Nobody Stop on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You need that dog food or cat food. Check them out. Let's see. We got Third Eye Insight. You want to learn how to protect yourself. Third Eye Insight. 631-445.
3464 Devin Fernandez on the third eye insight. On the Inner Sight podcast. We thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Islip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank you for all your help on the Inner Sight. And let's see, what else we got? Well, we got the Able News. You got the Able News?
I'm going to try and press it, yes.
Yeah, play the Able News.
Okay. Oh, how annoying this thing is. I'm ready to cry, to be honest. It made me log in again. Look at that bullshit. Sorry.
Play the Able News if you can.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I think all of it is wrong, to be honest with you. Something's got to be replaced.
And from now on, if you can't operate this show, don't come on here.
Well, okay, if you want it that way.
Yeah, that's the way I want it. Set it up.
Well, the show was good. It was still up, so that's good. I just changed the name on it.
And set it up and leave it.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Now, since that ran, you want me to test the others and you do the skit? It's up to you.
Go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminder. Play the Red Fox.
Okay. Yay! It worked. Sorry.
Fred, what are you all dressed up for? Hey, Grady, look here. We're going out on a date. A date? Yeah. Well, who? Anybody I know? You don't know her, Grady. You're 19 years old. 19 years old? Oh, Fred, you're going to get in trouble. No, I ain't. She got papers. Papers? Yeah. She got a card that says she's legal. 19 years old. Over 18. Wait a minute, Fred. That happened to Wardell Jackson. What? He went out with a girl that had a card. And the card said that she was 18 and a half. A half? So what's wrong with that? That's legal, ain't it? 21 is supposed to be legal. But the card only said 18 and a half, and they went into the bar, and And the bartender said, let me see your card, miss. And she handed him the card, and he put the card in the machine, and the machine went like that. She kept going, will you cut that out, Grady? What happened? Well, the card melted. What? Yeah, the machine melted the card. And the guy behind the bar said, that card melted because it's not authentic. It's no good. And Wardell Jackson got all hot under the collar, and he keeled right over the bar and died. Oh, no. What? That's what happened, Fred. So you better make sure that this girl, what's her name? Her name is Marilyn. Marilyn, you better make sure that Marilyn got a good card. Otherwise, you're going to die. Wait, you cut that. Don't say that, Grady. Oh, Wardell Jackson did. What's going on here? Oh, hi, son. Well, what are you all dressed? Why are you dressed like that, Pop, with that fancy jacket on with all those sequins and tiny shoes and all that? What is all that? I wasn't going to tell you, but I met a new girl, see? I think she's going to be your new mama. My new mama? What are you talking about? What new girl? Her name is Marilyn, see? I met her off the chat line. The what? The chat line. The chat line. You know, most of those people on there lie and cheat and everything, and they tell stories and they aren't even real. A lot of them from prison, too. Well, she ain't from no prison. Her name is Marilyn. She comes from Maryland. Marilyn from Maryland. What a phony name that is. How old is this girl? Well, look here. Now, I want you to... Now, wait a minute. Before I tell you how old she is, make sure you sit down in that chair. No, not that one. That's the broken one. Sit in the other one. Well, go ahead and tell me how old she is, Pop. You're 19 years old. What? 19? And you want me to call her mama? Well, you call her what you want, but I'm going to be your new mama. I'm going to marry her. You out of your mind. You crazy. Yeah, I told him he was crazy. And I bet she got a car that's going to melt. A what? A card, a melting card, see? See, they get these cards from Chief Charlie down on Welfare Boulevard. Chief Charlie? Who's Chief Charlie? He's the guy that sells all these cards, $50. And you get this card, but it's not real. It's not authentic. It's a fake card. That's why when they put it in the machine to check it out, it melts. So I told your father, I said, don't go down to any bar with that card, because if that card melts, same thing going to happen to him, happened to Wardell Jackson. What happened to Wardell Jackson? He peeled over the bar and died. All right, the moral of that story is, don't ever get a cheap card. If you're going to get a fake ID, get a good one. Good fake card. Get a good fake ID. Not a bad fake ID. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight on the Crazy Frolics and let's see. Okay, give me some Laurel Hardy music.
Okay. One sec. Laurel Hardy's coming up.
Laurel Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
The old time.
Mm-hmm.
On Inner Sight Live.
Come on. Okay, got it coming. There it is.
Well, don't you know what today is? Well, it's, let's see, it's Sunday, October 48th. October 48th? What are you talking about? Well, the 1948. What is the matter? Well, the doctor said I fell on my head when I was born, and I haven't got any brains when I'm not here to... And it's even worse when I'm home. Would you stop talking like that? Today is my birthday. Oh, it's your birthday. Birthday, yeah, well, we better go out. And, come on, we'll go out and get some stuff and we'll celebrate and we'll have the... Why don't we invite those girls who were here last night? Oh, no, you're not. Not those girls. Well, why not? Because I always get stuck with the fat. Well, that's because if it mixes and matches, wear it or don't get it. What are you talking about? That's because the fat one goes with you. I couldn't even get close enough to kiss. Well, that's because you had too much pizza. And my girl had no teeth. Yours had plenty of teeth. She had so many bridges in her mouth, I had to pay a toll just to kiss her. Well, come on, we're going to get some stuff for your birthday. Happy birthday. Now, just get in there and come on, come on. Why don't you help me carry some of this stuff when my hands are full? Now, put it down, put it down. Uh-oh. Here comes the landlord. What are you bringing all that stuff in there? Oh, you're going to have a party, huh? Well, that's interesting. Oh, it's you prick, fat moke. Get all that junk out of here. But it's his birthday. That's even worse. And you shut up, skinny. Yeah, tell him. Mr. Johnson, you're invited to my birthday party. Come on. You want me to come to your party, huh? Yeah, now listen, I know you don't have much money, so you don't have to bring a present. Oh, you want everybody to think I'm cheap, huh? Come to your party with no presents? What kind of a person do you think I am? Well, don't worry about it. Just come on in and you can eat and you can bring your wife and your kids and all that. I can bring my kids, but not my wife, huh? She has to stay home, huh? Ah, oh, you dirty, no good scandal. What kind of ice cream are you going to have? We'll have plenty of strawberry ice cream. Is it fresh strawberry or is it artificial? Fresh strawberry ice cream. Oh. Are you going to give my wife strawberry ice cream? You know that she's allergic to it. You dirty bum, you're trying to poison my wife. I'll have you evicted. I'll have you selected. I'll have you an evicted. Gee, what is he going to do to you? I don't know. Well, listen, don't worry. She doesn't have to have the ice cream. She could have something else. What are you going to give her? We'll give her some chocolate pompons. Chocolate pompons? She almost died last year from chocolate pompons. Trying to get rid of my wife, huh? Trying to get your hands around her throat and get rid of her? How dare you? That's my job. I'll do it.
Sorry.
All right, in a sight.
All right. I'm going to keep on music. I don't see Lily yet.
I don't know if he called in, because I told him I was going to have to call him.
That's why he didn't pop up, I believe.
See if he's on the line.
Yeah, he's not here yet.
What?
He's not here yet, no.
Because I told him I was going to call him.
You call him then.
No,
I think I could call
phone.
It from the show. Let me take a quick look and I'll let you know if I could call it straight from the board.
Call Louie if you can.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right. In a sight, frolics. And, oh, we apologize for last night. We were off the air. Apologize for
yes.
that.
Apologize big time.
All right.
I can't get Louie on here. It won't let me put a 1 before the 631. I don't know why the board is acting so stupid like this.
All right. Stand by, folks. I'm going to have to go to another line and try to call Louie. Stand by. Inner sight.
Okay. So, everybody, thank you for understanding about last night. It was not working the best. So, please, you know, call in and have a good time. The phone number here is, let's see, 213-816-1650. You could give us a call on that line if you'd like, or on the Inner Sight hotline.
All right, stand by. We're going to try to... Back on the air, back live. Stand by. Try to call Louie. Stand by.
Okay. So I was just saying that if you'd like to call in, you could use Frank's number, too, which he just turned on. It's the hotline, 224-3090.
Sorry.
All right. Louie Rivera. Louie, you there?
Who's this?
Who's that?
Inner Sight.
Oh, no. Don't tell me Frank Prayer. I know the voice. Is Suzanne on the line?
Yeah.
Hey,
unfortunately. Get Suzanne, get off
hey.
The line, please.
Tell
yeah,
him, Suzanne, tell him.
No, it's okay, Lou.
Let
I
me
want
talk to
keep
the
my
guest.
Job.
It's my show. Let
yeah.
me talk to the guest.
Go
we'll
ahead, get
go
back
ahead.
To you, Suzanne, one at a time. I'll let it come.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah, Frank Perino.
Yeah, so what's up? What's going on? What crazy thing did you do lately? Anything weird?
Yeah, weird. I'm not acting weird like Gilda, the late Gilda Radner and Connie and Chrissy and sort of. And
yeah.
I'm entertaining Suzanne on Inner Sight. Hello, my name is Suzanne, and welcome to Inner Sight starring Louie Rivera.
Louie the Lip, live on Inner Sight.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, tell me, let me introduce the show in
for all our Spanish friends in Spanish.
I'll give it a shot. Want me to give it a shot, guys?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Hello, buenas noches, damas y caballeros. Bienvenidos en programa de Laughing Stock, el Forex, de Inner Sight, el radio de blog. Buenas noches, la viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche en programa Inner Sight con Frank Perino y sus amigos.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, and all your girlfriends.
And
yeah.
Also,
hey, Lou, how many girlfriends you got?
I can get about five a lease.
Yeah.
Five a week?
Lease. Five a lease.
Oh. So how do you keep up with all those girlfriends? How do you know who's who? You know all their names?
I know a Puerto Rican and Colombian and Cuban ladies.
What's her name?
I don't know. I'll think of a name.
Ratarica?
I'll think of a name.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's Ratarica.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, you take her out dancing?
I'm going to teach you how the classic Boogaloo Shingaling style.
Where is that? Where do you go? You go to the Boogaloo house?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I may believe I'm going to Boogaloo's house around Long Island.
Yeah.
I gave her a cold beer.
Oh, she drinks beer, huh? What do? You get her drunk?
Yeah, she's going to go kissy, kissy, kissy.
Is after you get her drunk, she gives you a lot of kisses?
Yeah, wild kiss.
Oh. So where do you go? To the kissy kissy saloon?
Something like that.
What? Take her to the kissy kissy saloon?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Suzanne, and welcome to Inner Sight Talking to Louis Rivera on the telephone.
Yeah. All right, now how about, now wait a minute, when you take her out, doesn't the other girl get jealous?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, now well, wait a minute, suppose you take them both out at the same time.
Uh-huh.
See? And one is giving you kissy-kissy, and the other one is mad, gets jealous, right? What'd she say? How do you say get jealous in Spanish? Say it in Spanish.
No jealous. There's no jealous.
Oh, she doesn't get jealous?
No, I'm not making jealous. I'm a nice guy. I don't make in trouble. I'm a nice guy.
Well, I know you're a nice guy, but the girls get all riled up. If you got more than one girl there, they're gonna get all huffy-huffy.
Yeah.
Huffy,
hey,
huffy.
You
with
miss,
no puffy, puffy.
You miss Lorraine?
Lorraine, yeah. She comes on once in a while. She's got her own show, you know. Hey, Lou, you remember that commercial?
Yeah.
For Philip Morris cigarettes?
Yeah.
How'd they say that? The guy, remember, there was a guy with a high voice. Remember him? What was it? What was his name? Yeah. Was he on a horse? I think he was on a horse, wasn't he?
Yeah. Philip Morris.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And he was riding. Was that the guy on the horse or was there another guy?
Yeah.
I met the guy for Marlboro. Remember him?
Yeah.
Chrissy Crump.
Yeah.
His
a Marlboro
was.
Commercial?
Yeah. His name was Chrissy Crump.
Yeah.
He was the weirdest guy in the world. He wouldn't talk. He was very shy, you know. I sat next to him in
at a rehearsal one time. His name is Chrissy Crump, and I said, Chrissy, have you got a cigarette? He said, No, I never smoke. I never smoke. That's bad for you.
He's
I know.
Actor,
I said, well, wait a minute. I said, didn't you do
actor
these?
Dwayne Johnson.
Didn't you do
guy.
These Marlboro country commercials? Yeah, I had to go to the doctor. I almost died from the commercial.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he could hardly talk. I said, can you stand up? He said, I can't stand up now. I gotta wait till my two bodyguards get here. So they can hold me up. I said, What do you mean? Didn't you make a lot of money? Yeah, I made a lot of money with the doing the commercial, but now the money's no good. Somebody stole the money.
Oh.
I went home and somebody stole a bed. Somebody stole your bed. Where do you sleep? I sleep in the park. In the park with all that money. How much money did they pay you? They pay me $150,000 a commercial. What'd you do with all that money? I thought I was smoking a Marlboro one day. And instead of the Marlboro, I burnt the money. Oh, Chrissy, what? You burnt money? Yeah, it was a big fire. They called the fire department. Oh, geez, I almost died. Yeah. The guy was a real nut. Chrissy Crump, I'll never forget him. And then he said to me, yeah, you don't mind if I smoke, do you? And I said, Chrissy, I don't care if you burn. Chrissy Crump, the guy that did the... Now, who was the guy that did the Lucky Strike commercial?
Oh, I forgot.
That was an oldie, too, wasn't it?
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yeah. Who was the guy who...
Hold on.
The one... Yeah. The one guy yelled with the Philip Morris. Who was the other guy who used to yell with the cigarette?
I'm sorry, Frank. I took a sneeze.
Yeah, I heard you. What do you got there? Hepatitis acaratic?
No, I never heard that name.
you got the acaratic. Anyway, who was the other guy... That did the cigarette commercial. You used to yell loud. It was another guy. I can't think of who it was.
Yeah.
It was a Philip Morris. Then there was another one. The Lucky Strike.
You can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. Bah,
oh
bah,
yeah,
bah.
There's another one. Salem. Hey, Louie, what kind of cigarettes you smoke?
Years ago, I used to smoke Newport. I smoked USA Gold, Maverick.
Oh, yeah? Newport. Do you ever smoke Kent?
No, my father used to smoke. Not anymore. He stopped it.
What do you smoke, Kent?
Yeah.
Oh. What was the one that said, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco? Grown in the Alps of India. Alps of India. Alps are not in India, you stupid idiot. Shut up. Anyway, Lucky Strike, Kent, Marlboro, Philip Morris. All those cigarettes.
Don't forget Camel.
Camel, yeah. I'd go a mile for a Camel.
Yeah, I remember that one. They got Camel filters.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Yeah. Now, how about who made the best cigar?
Muriel.
White Owl.
Also, Muriel, Phillips, Dutch Masters.
Dutch Masters, yeah.
And the White Owl. Remember the White Owl?
Yeah.
White Owl Cigar.
Yep.
All right. And we're going to do a we're going to do a cigarette commercial?
Yeah.
Smoke this cigarette and it'll make you fall in love. The aroma is just enough to get you right down in here. Now go
yeah.
ahead and take a puff. What's the matter?
Yeah.
I gotta go to the doctor.
What a
I fell in love too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine if there was a cigarette and they said, you smoke this.
Yeah.
And you're gonna fall in love. Yeah, right. That's if you live long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's funny because all these cigarettes, then they found out that they were making people sick.
Yeah.
Go figure that one out.
Yep.
All right, so what are you doing for Halloween, Lou?
I'm disguised as Frank Perino.
Oh, Frank Perino?
Yep.
Somebody said they're going to dress up like a dog. Some girl said she's going to dress up like a dog. I said, you don't have to dress up. You look like a dog anyway. What?
I dressed up as Poopy Pig the puppy dog years ago. I dressed up as a puppy dog.
Did you hear that, Lou?
What?
Delilah dressed up like a puppy dog.
Is that Delilah?
Yeah.
Hi, Delilah.
Louie's saying hello.
I dressed up as a polka dot pussycat in high school. Hi, Louie. How are you?
Hey, remember me from way back?
Yeah. Yeah.
I go to his studio on Intersight. And I remember I met you years ago, and I'm thinking about you guys.
Yeah, how's Buffy?
I'll check where Buffy says hello.
All right, how's Lenny? Have you seen Lenny lately? Lenny Gordon?
What do you think about Lenny Gordon also?
Yeah, he's nice. He and Buffy used to be on my bus with me.
Okay, I'll check with Lenny about Delilah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss your face. I miss you guys. I'm way back.
Aw. Yeah, maybe someday you might even come over the house and we could do a hangout day or something like Frank says.
Okay.
And maybe your daddy might even come, too. Who knows? Like, if your daddy's able to make it. And he what, did he turn 90 now? You said he's... Did I hear he just turned 90 or something?
Hold on. He's 92 years old.
Wow, he did not even look like he's in his 80s, so, like, he probably still couldn't possibly look like 90. He probably looks very young for, like, 92. It was great talking to you. Did you ever know my friend Carol Rich? Did you ever meet Carol Rich?
I think so. Maybe, I think years ago.
Yeah, she was my best friend, and I miss her. All right, I got to go. Frank's getting tangled up in the phone cord.
Okay. Hey
Louie.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Delilah, I love you very much.
Oh, Louie said he loves you. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Listen, if you dress up like a dog for Halloween, make sure you bite somebody.
Hey, Delilah, you're the best. I love you.
Make sure you go out, you go rawr, like that and bite them.
Yeah.
Not too hard, you know. Just don't dig your teeth into them. Just bite.
Hey, Suzanne, Louie's the best.
Yeah.
Where is Suzanne?
Who the hell knows? When Halloween is, what day is Halloween on?
I have to look in my calendar.
Today's the 20th. Next week's 27, 28, 29, 30. Halloween's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
I'm going to dress up as Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
8:55, New York, Frolic in a Sight. And dress up like a dog for Halloween. Oh, I got a better idea. Dress up half of you like a dog and the other half like a cat, see?
Yeah.
And then have a fight. Have a fight in the middle of the street.
He put
Delilah
on the phone.
Hey, Louie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good
I had a moment.
You.
Oh, I have to wait a second? Okay, no problem. Just wanted to let him know that
all
I
right.
was here. I couldn't get the thing open.
Okay, Louie, goodbye. It was great talking to you, okay?
Okay, I'm a 65-year-old guy.
If you,
you
ever see Debbie Cushion again,
you.
Say hello to her for me, okay? Debbie Cushion.
Oh, okay.
All right, bye.
Okay. Okay, love ya.
Half a cat and half a dog, and in the middle of the street have a big fight.
Okay, Suzanne, you're on the air.
No, I know I am. I just have to wait till Frank, if he wants me to say
all right.
something, so.
Inner sight.
Yeah,
Lou, thanks a lot.
Okay, Suzanne, I love you.
Love you too, Lou.
Okay, glad
talk
I hear your voice. That was quick.
Thank you.
Hey, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, Inner Sight Frolic. And as we always say, don't try any of this at home. It's all in fun. Don't take us too seriously on anything.
You still have Louie on. I can't shut him off.
All right. We'll be with you Monday, man. Glad straighten out the big mess.
Okay, we'll take
I
care of
so.
It. You go take care of it.
And get through it.
Okay, Lou.
All right,
thank
thanks for listening. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, and all of our friends who help to keep Inner Sight alive, and we're determined to change this system. The people who say it can't be done, you're wrong. It's going to be done. It is being done. This is the groundwork for it.
Oh, yeah.
Every change has to have groundwork. And this is what we're doing. The groundwork for major changes in the system to protect people. All right. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Be with you Monday, Matt. Glad. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Goodbye. Woo-hoo!
Good night, Lou.